Hello everyone and welcome to the press conference for Beautiful, which is world premiering here at the Cannes Film Festival. And I will begin by introducing the people behind the camera. Some actually are not on this panel. Sitting here in the audience are two of the producers, Mr. David Lindy and Mr. John Killick. Continuing behind the camera, he's credited as produced by, based on a story by, written by, directed by, Mr. Alejandro González Iñárritu. In the writing process, he was helped, I assume, by the two gentlemen sitting next to me, the two script writers, Mr. Nicola Giacobone and Mr. Armando Bo. Moving on, acting-wise, as Tito Eduard Fernandez, as Marambra Maricel Alvarez. On the other side of the director, as Upal Javier Bardem. And I'm saving all, no insult to the others, the best for last, basically because she's making her film debut here in Cannes, in front of us with Beautiful. Ce sont ses débuts au cinéma dans le rôle de Diaritu, pardon, dans le rôle de Igué, Madame Diaritu Daf. To all of you, welcome back. To you, pour vous, Madame, bienvenue. And we'll have a first question here, and a second question here, and a third question here. Le micro vers l'avant pour monsieur. Ça arrive. La deuxième question ici, la troisième ici et la quatrième là. On y arrive, on y arrive.
Hola, Francisco Cáceres de Telecorporación Salvadoreña, El Salvador. I'm going to ask my question in Spanish and then I can translate it if you want to. Alejandro, esta película la has escrito y dirigido. ¿Cómo fue tu experiencia teniendo el control total de lo que querías contar? ¿Ha cambiado tu percepción de los guionistas? ¿Y qué tan liberante fue? ¿Por qué decidiste contar esta historia? Y luego, para Javier, ¿cuál fue el proceso?
Whoa. Now, wait a minute, because you're going to have to work double.
Okay.
I think we don't have a Spanish translator.
Okay, I will translate it.
Thank you. So make your questions short.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
So Alejandro, this is the first movie that you make as a screenwriter and director. How was the process of writing this movie? And then to Javier, ¿cuál fue el proceso de crear este personaje con Alejandro González Iñárritu? What was the process of creating this character with Alejandro? Gracias.
Well, writing process has not been far from my process. I have always, no matter what, complete and total control of my films. I just found this time that always for me the writing process under my experience has been always very successful and more productive in collaboration. It's a very early stage of a film, a very technical one, which I really enjoy in a collaboration state. And this time I found myself privileged and very happy and enjoying the process with Nicolas and with Armando, which was our first time. This is her first time, but we really enjoy it. And I think that's the way I'm used to work, and you know, has not been different from the others. And you know, it was a very, very recreating, a very fresh new experience that I have, which I really always will repeat if I can.
And you had a second part for Mr. Bardem. You haven't even asked it yet.
Are you there? Yeah. How was working with him, or how was working in general? The process of creating the character. I mean, you've seen the movie, right? It's intense. So the process has been very intense, but it's been also very rewarding in the sense of going to places where an actor has to grow up as a professional. And I've been always blessed by the fact that Alejandro is one of the greatest directors of the whole time, and I know that as a performer, you will always be protected by him, because he knows how to take very good care of the delicacies, the subtlety of the performances. So I knew that the person behind the camera knew a lot about what we, all the actors, were doing there.
Just a second. Mr. Nyeritu, last time you were here with Babel, you were going through about 8,000 places, telling 8,000 stories with 8,000 actors, going through 8,000 cultures. This time around, you go with one character and people around, one city, several cultures. What happened?
Well, it's exactly that. I was so exhausted after globetrotting around the world that I joked and I promised to myself that I will be doing a simple film. I said I want one guy, one point of view in one neighborhood, and no more Japanese, Moroccan, English. I want my own language. So after 10 years, I want to speak in a set in my language. And I did it. Here I am. It was not easier. I thought it would be, I think it's as difficult as any film that I have done. But it was an amazing exercise for me. I think that it was a beautiful journey, because I thought that at the same time I was exhausted of, and I thought that I have been explored enough of multiple lines, you know, structures and exercises of narrative, that I was just already, you know, tired of that. I think I have exposed and explored a lot of those. And I want now to go into the linear and the rigorism, the rigor and the discipline that a linear story really demands from you as a storyteller. So for me, it was a challenge. So basically, beautiful is everything that I haven't done before, in a way. But in a strange way, it's exactly the same themes that obsess me, the same shadow that I project. I produce apples. I cannot do nothing but apples. You don't choose that. So I'm a tree of apples. This is another apple, but it's the same, but it's different in a way, you know? So I think the difference here, it was before, was very complex stories, trying to put it simple. Here is a very simple storyline, trying to capture a simple way to express a very complicated existence, which is a kind of a different thing. It's Babel in one city, as you were saying. You
know? Now let's hear it from your co-apple pickers. How was it working with him in terms of script?
Amazing. No, like, Alejandro has the story in his head when we met him, so he sat us in a cafe in Mexico and told the story, the complete story, and then it was just following him, you know, like developing the subtleties of the script.
From a distance, or did you work constantly with him?
Well, we meet several times in Los Angeles and Mexico, and we work a little bit in the distance, but talking all the time and okay. Through the internet.
Sir? Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He already told.
Sir, and then the lady here, and then the gentleman there.
Yes, Bruce Kirkland from the Toronto Sun, and I didn't realize it was an apple, but I like the apple. I would have thought it was another fruit, but just teasing. But actually, my question does grow out of the answers that you've already given, so I'll address this to Javier Bardem, because he has to do so little, and it has to mean so much. And when I say do little, it appears to do little and mean so much. So I would love to hear more about the collaboration to bring the performance into such an interior feeling of that character at a time when many movies seem to try to explain everything to the audience to the point of exhaustion and then strip all meaning out of it. So if you could address that, that would be a really interesting peel to the apple.
Well, in my opinion, what I had to do is, I see this movie as, I mean, this movie is different for everybody. I mean, everybody has an opinion about it. My opinion, my proposal as an actor was to really do the portrait of somebody that lives surrounded and himself is taken by corruption and exploitation. Everybody in this movie has a relation with corruption and exploitation and how that creates disease in society and in himself. And I guess for a person who's really driven by that need of trying to survive into that world, and he gets this last news that he has to face, the only thing that I wanted is to really portray somebody that doesn't want to lose the last breath of health, which is love, for himself before going to the very end. He has to really put himself together and heal himself by loving, by having compassion towards the kids, towards the wife, towards his brother, towards the immigrants. But the circumstances in the outside world are totally against that. So it's a very internal fight. That's why you meant internal. It's not something external. It's something that the struggle is happening inside of yourself. When you have one need, but the world has another need of you. So that struggle is what interested me in portraying. And of course, that idea came from both of us when we talked and we were preparing the role.
And I want to add that Javier has been humble here. I think I honestly think that there's some interesting aspects about what you ask, which is, again, the script is an early stage and few of things of the script translated finally in the ending of the film. Even the dialogue sometimes not survive because you are, changing, improvising and moving things while you are hearing in the set. And in this sense, my theory and Javier's theory was less is more. So let's take out dialogue. Let's do less. I think the difference between a mainstream film and another kind of films is that sometimes films are made that you understand everything immediately in that same moment that you are watching the film and never ask the people to complete the experience, demand that. I think the film I wanted that suddenly there's an incompletion. I don't know how to say that, but there's no complete in order that the people can feel that. In order, there's a dialogue. And by taking out and just holding things, emotional thing, and in the process of Javier, I think he's an actor able to, as one of the greatest actors do, his minimal things means a lot, because he don't need to overdo. It's the understanding of the essence of what it has to be transmitted to go to the precise objective. And that requires a lot of talent and a lot of precision, a lot of obsession, a lot of committed to the excellence of and trusting the material and trusting the audience to give them the opportunity to really be smelling what is going on and not show it in front of their eyes, At the same time, the complexity of this character, it was since the beginning the fact that there's like several lines that even I drew a map, kind of a spirals that was guiding his interior life. One is line that goes interiorly, going inside in his spiritual crisis to find in the questions of his absent fathers and the dead and all those things that are following him, which came very interior, nothing spiritually. And at the other time, there's another spiral that is going out of control, which is life, that doesn't allow him even to rest in peace and to put his things in order. And that clash of water, cold, and warm simultaneously, it's a very complicated thing to play, which only somebody as Javier can be doing that, because it's a very delicate navigation through a very complicated existence, The same as Maricel, the same as Yari, and same as Eduardo. I mean, all of them were really playing very subtle notes all the time and not caricaturizing or put it in front of the audience. So what I want to say is that the process of Javier, I never saw anybody having so much investment in a character with notes this time. He can give me a book of what that character means and I will not know it still, because it was notes like that of every aspect was completely analyzed but then not intellectualized. I don't know how he do it, but first he intellectualized and then suddenly he let it go and then he's just vibrating there in the set as a ghost who is transmitting you many things that you don't know, but you feel everything and you don't know how to understand it. So that was my experience, So.
Madame, Monsieur ensuite, madame.
Farah Nayeri from Bloomberg. A question for Mr. Inyari too. There is no kind of let up or interruption in the stream of darkness in this film. Pretty much everything that happens to this man, Javier Bardem, is a blow. And were you determined from the beginning to kind of keep this constant stream of sort of gloominess and darkness, or were there moments when you thought perhaps you might have included more glimmers of hope?
I think the film is full of splashes of hope. I think even in all those circumstances that are against the character in the Greek tradition of tragedy, against the character that is trying to survive, trying to do things better. Kind of in the book of Job, you know, the Job, you know, he's just trying to navigate against the will of God or whatever you want to say. I think the guy is full of light. I think the guy gives himself. I think the guy trying to put his things together means almost as a way of a saint, which is given even when he has this sword in his head. He's trying to really put things together by helping the people that he used sometimes that bring some love to the kids, that no sharing that little pain in order to not affect people. You know, it's a very humble man. It's a simple man. And life is like that in those kind of circumstances. But I think that everything that he expires is very lovely. And there's a lot of forgiveness, which I think is a key word for and what we are missing in this world, because I think that the big disease is not AIDS, and what will kill us is not anthrax or terrorism. It's basically the most horrible, illness. Illness that exists in the world, which is the disease that is really killing us, is hate. You know, and I think this character, what he represents, is exactly the contrary. It's just tenderness, it's compassion, it's forgiveness to himself first, and to everybody around. And so I think I found that very hopeful in my point of view. And there's, you know, there's at least at the end, is that big question that the film tried to end that everybody will have to answer, you know. That's the big question of human being. But I found, in my point of view, that this is one, I think is my, this is the most hopeful of my films, by far. That's what I feel.
Oh, dear. Okay. Sorry, the gentleman with the hat, and then you, sir.
Bonjour. Benali Mounir pour Beurre FM France. J'ai une question pour vous, monsieur Naritou. J'ai remarqué que dans vos œuvres, la mort était très présente, dans 21 grammes, et dans ce film également. Et donc la question que j'aimerais vous poser, c'est quel est le rapport particulier en tant que réalisateur que vous entretenez avec la mort ?
Well, I guess as anybody else, I'm terrified by it. I think it's just question me all the time. As more you grow, you question yourself, and you realize, you know, how close you are from here. So I have already the clock ticking, and that obviously, you know, triggered me some fears, some questions, and some things that I can just answer making films. I think that's again. That's the apple coming. And I cannot do nothing but you spit at the apple again. So, you know, maybe that's what is in the source of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Sir.
Hi, it's Rodrigo from Globo Brazil. I have a question for Mr. Inyahitu and a question for Mr. Bardem. To Inyahitu first, I would like you to say a few words about your experience in working with Rodrigo Prieto. How was the conception of the visual of the film? To Mr. Bardem, as you did the film with a Mexican director, if you could say a few words about your experience in Latin American cinema nowadays, what's your knowledge about Latin American cinema? Thanks.
Well, Rodrigo Prieto, it's old friend, a great collaborator, one of the best DPs in the world. He's a friend of mine, which you know, has been helping me to navigate many all the films basically. And this time, what we did and what we talked and we planned, it was, as always, subordinate the camera and the visual grammar of the film to enhance the journey and the point of view of the characters, and always to help the audience to navigate through the emotional source that it was having. So even and all the elements around were subordinate to that. I will have to say that even the acting Javier and I talk even as always to see and envision this character as a tight control freak, a person which is shaky, which is vulnerable, and the camera lenses are tight, long and shaky. And little by little, once he began to learn about what will happen, he began little by little to give up the control, to begin to understand, to arrive to another level of understanding, to arrive even to forgive his wife in tough circumstances. And suddenly, all the character control, all his experience, suddenly it begins to be released, and all the tension began. So the film even had a different format. It changed format. It changed the way we approach the movement, the lenses. It began to get wider and wider and wider and more quiet and more silence. And at the end, the film is just I will say the last 20 minutes of the film is completely another film. Suddenly the film is in an apartment, there's no way out, and it's just this quiet, silence, peaceful. Camera, format, lighting-wise, everything is more bright. So we planned that in order that everything, the wardrobe design, the production design, everything is just elements that nobody should care and nobody should notice. But in terms of camera, Rodrigo, I think this is his best work by far. I think it's the most, it's a, as Eduard said, a poetical, what you said, a sordid poetic photography, you know, which has this luminous and that we haven't never got before, you know. So I'm very, very happy and very proud of his work, you know.
But my experience with the Latin American cinema is almost an existence, I'm sorry. I wish it could be more, but no.
He always rejects the roles, by the way.
No, but I think there are many great directors out there from Latin America, from whatever. I mean, the great goal for any actor is to work with people that inspires you. And of course, in Latin America, South America, they have amazing directors. He's one of them. And for me, it was always a wish. An actor wish to have the chance to do a movie with him like this, actually, in Spanish.
Well, a question to the actors and then to the newcomer. Most of you are very experienced actors, God knows, on stage, television, cinema. What do you do, how do you react when someone who's never been on a set arrives, speaking a different language, and she's totally inexperienced. Et vous, de votre côté, comment ça s'est passé? Vous arrivez dans une famille de gens qui ont déjà travaillé ensemble, qui ont déjà énormément d'expérience. Vous, d'où sortez-vous? Je sais que ce sont vos débuts. Qu'avez-vous fait avant? Pourquoi avez-vous dit oui? Comment vous a-t-il demandé? Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Je ne sais pas. Bonjour à tout le monde pour la première fois. J'étais tellement surprise quand il m'a pris Alejandro González Iñárritu. Et c'est un plaisir pour moi de travailler avec... il fait partie des plus grands directeurs de cinéma et Javier Bardem aussi. Quand il m'a pris, moi, je ne savais pas... J'étais toute folle parce que je me disais que... Est-ce que... je ne sais pas... Je vais une fois sortir à la télé. Je n'ai jamais fait de cinéma, tu vois. J'avais ça en tête, mais nunca he creído que voy a hacer eso. ¿Sabes? Es increíble. C'était plus fort que moi. Il y avait plus de 3000 Africains qui ont fait le casting. Lui, il a envoyé des gens qui sont venus me chercher depuis le Sénégal et que je ne parlais pas l'espagnol. Mais quand il me disait que demain tu tournes pas, j'étais malade parce que je disais que tous les jours je devais tourner, tellement c'était émouvant. Ouais. J'ai bien aimé et je pense que je vais continuer avec ça.
D'accord.
Ouais.
And how did you actors react to the presence of someone who came from another planet, so to speak?
I would like to say that in my thing, yes, learn. You just sit down and learn how to go back, like what she was doing, For me, it was more than acting. She was being. And when you work, when you are lucky to work more often, then you start to act too much. So when I was working with her, it was very touching for me to see her being. And reminds me that my job is being rather than acting. So for me, it was a lesson.
Unfortunately, I couldn't share any scene with Yari. I only met her personally. Me, for myself, coming from the theater, having more than 50 years of experience in theater, this was the very first time for me in films. So I felt myself a little bit also like an étranger. It was very weird, bizarre for me to be also there. So I think that I can relate this sensation or feeling that Yari was explaining, and I can relate that to myself as well. That's all I can say about that.
Sir?
Je ne travaillais pas avec elle.
Ah oui, c'est vrai. Oui. D'accord. C'est vrai. Madame et monsieur ensuite.
In IRD German Television, first, thank you very much to all of the team for this really intense movie. And Alejandro, if it's your most hopeful one, then thank you very much for this as well, because I think all of the public suffered a lot with Javier during the movie. And that's why I especially have a question for Javier. we've seen you in very, very different roles. Like, there are some that are a little bit lighter and funny and more Casanova ones, and then there are those with really heavy roles and very tough characters. And even if you might find my question a little bit stupid, do you have a little preference for depressive roles?
Well, the Casanova roles were like years and years ago when I was young, and flesh was in the right place. That was a long time ago. The funny ones, tell me, who are those? I haven't seen them. I mean, I remember once with the weird haircut that I was killing people, but I won't say that was funny. Even people was laughing. And do I tend to have depressive roles? No, I like movies that has a meaning. And life is depressing. But also life, it's what we have, and we have to fight to do it better. And I think every movie that I try to commit to, even if it's hard or intense or dark, which I don't think this is as Alejandro said, it's intense, but there's hope in every gesture that he does towards the human beings that surrounds him, the kids, the immigrants, the wife. I mean, at the end, the hope is related to how do we behave with our disaster, and how we try to forget about ourselves in order to help others, how to really overcome what we are going through to really help the other one that is facing that also with you. I think that's the hope. As he was saying, hate is really antagonist to compassion. And I think this movie is there's a lot of compassion. About the roles that I choose, it depends of how much they pay, where it's located, and this movie was located in the best beautiful area in Spain, sunny, lot of beach, yeah, pan and tomaca, ham. They pay me so well, and what else? That's it. I think at the end, what is important is the movie that you do and the story that you tell. I don't really care how intense it is or how funny it is. I just want to be part of that.
I want to add something that it's make me think about what you say about my hopeful, because I know that people laugh about that comment. But I want to say that maybe the way to approach it will be that for me, the only fact that the film is human. It talks about human things that are real. It's already a hopeful film. Why? Because we don't find that very often now. Yeah. So if somebody can tell me that explosions, cynicism, killing people, and violence in a very superficial way, is that life? Is that hopeful? Is that funny? I don't find that way. I feel that very depressing, very lack of hope in this world that we are living of tweeting and emailing and all what really just separate us as a society. This film is a truly, I will say, intimate experience. There is no much intimacy that to be, you know, going in the journey with Uxbal and with Javier. It's so close that people feel threatened. And intimacy, it's now the new punk. That is provocative. That provoke people. It's the same as when the punks were, you know, with all these chains and that. Now it's exactly the contrary. We have been getting so far away from each other that when you present something human, about human emotions, everybody says, oh, that's depressing, because nobody is even able to recognize themselves. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to know that that's me. The people is Botox, the people doesn't want to be who they are. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about getting old. So, you know, we are sick. The society is really sick. We are going in the wrong direction. So what I'm saying is hopeful is because it's about us. It's about humans. It's about what we will struggle, all of us, want it or not, denying it or not. That's what I find is hopeful. I love those kind of films, you know? So anyway.
Question here. Yeah.
Yes, my name is Daphne. I'm from Dutch television, VPRO. I have a question for Mr. Iñárritu and also for Mr. Bardem. I just saw the film. It was quite overwhelming, and I believe I just cried the last three quarters of it. So I was thinking, what is your emotion when you see the film for the first time when it's completely finished? Can you describe them?
I still have to say that I'm a very critical of myself. I'm a very strict. Normally, I never like what I do, or at the end, I'm never satisfied. This is my first film that I feel absolutely plenty of it, completely satisfied. I have never worked in such a detailed process with any film. I have been editing almost for 10 months, taking every detail of everything. So I have a luxury time to do it. And this is a film that I will not take it or not include nothing more. I'm satisfied with all the work of all these great actors, of all these people. I still react emotionally to the film, that it's really rare. Normally I'm vomiting my films when I'm editing already. When I'm finishing, I don't want to see it. I just go to a hate process. And I have to say that this is the first time that the film still has some meanings for me. And it's because I think it's very alive. It's a fresh kind of cell. And because it's, and I discover even myself some things because it's kind of moving. So if you see it the second time, you will be discovering things because it's a very high impact and it's very close. It's a very close film of emotions. It's put it here. But when you are able to separate a little bit the second time, then you discover another level. This is the first time that I have experienced that. So the relation with this film has been very different from the others, and I'm very, very, very happy with it, very proud of it.
On that note, I'm afraid I've been told that you have to go. You're already late for your next stint. Thank you very much for being here. I'm afraid our time is up.
Goodbye.